Welcome. My name is Carlene Gardner, and I'm the director of MORSL, the McGill Office of Religious and Spiritual Life. I'm pleased to introduce this resource, which is an excerpt from a meditation class that was held as a live online session on April 1, 2020. The facilitator for this session is Reverend Deacon Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan is a Montreal-based copywriter and editor who's been meditating in different traditions for 20 years. And he's practiced meditation everywhere from Christian monasteries to a variety of Buddhist retreats, and he's even taken the mindfulness-based stress reduction course to see it all from a secular perspective. He's been a volunteer with MORSL since 2014, and he's also the meditation facilitator for the Montreal Parish of the Esoteric and Gnostic Apostolic Johannite Church. Jonathan has generously shared his gift with us to lead this guided meditation session for both beginners and experienced meditators, with a focus on mindfulness, insight, and loving kindness. Since the full class included warm-up breathing activities, we recommend that you take a few moments to settle in comfortably and take a few deep breaths before we get started. You'll hear three soft dings, and then Jonathan will begin to guide you through some mindfulness breathing and a visualization exercise. MORSL is pleased to provide you with this meditation and mindfulness resource that you can listen to on demand. Enjoy the session.
And we're going to flow into two-breath meditation. So the physical sensation of the breath becomes a mindfulness anchor, allows us to come back into the present moment. And fortunately, with the breath, the simple act of breathing in and out, there's actually a fair amount going on for us to sit with. So as we breathe in through the nose, the air brushes up against the spot between the nose and the upper lip, enters just one nostril at a time, goes down, fills the lungs and the chest, lungs and the chest expand, the process reverses, the lungs and chest collapse, the air arises, leaves through just one nostril, brushing up against that spot between the nose and the upper lip. Now the brain, I deliberately say the brain, the physical organ that's in our head, is made by evolution and nature to think. It's always got a narrative running, just like the heart is always pumping, it's beating, it's moving blood around the body. Our livers and kidneys are detoxifying, they're doing their job. So the brain is doing its job. It's always thinking. It's jumping around. It loves to construct stories. Thinks about the past. Thinks about the future. Doesn't like to be right here, right now. And it's important that we get to know ourselves, see how the brain kind of functions, notice how good it is at constructing stories in a split second. We can start to investigate with some practice as we build mindfulness and presence, just how helpful some of these stories are. But that's jumping ahead for another session. For now, sit with the breath. Do your best to gently return to it when you notice that you've been distracted. So lots of things will capture your attention. And again, you're not a bad meditator when they capture your attention. This is part of the process. It can be everything from emotions, daydreams, plans, stress, feelings in the body, bodily sensations, noises around us. When you notice that you've been distracted and tangled up in something else, just very gently return back to the breath and see what arises next. The last thing I'll say before we actually do this process is an important aspect of meditation is this gentleness. You almost develop a sense of humor when you see how easily the brain loves to get distracted. And in a very nice, kind, understanding way, you kind of give a shrug, an internal shrug, a little laugh about how easy it is for the brain to go on a tangent, and very gently and kindly bring it back to the breath. If you do this in a very nice way, it actually trains the brain to be nicer to itself. Your thought processes become a little less rigid. So we'll do this now for maybe about 10 minutes, and then we'll flow into a guided meditation based more around the heart, but still has some of these principles of mindfulness meditation. Okay, now we'll start to flow out of the more silent mindfulness meditation and into a guided meditation that's more centered around the heart. So, as I said, this is a guided meditation, just how we had a workout for the brain. This is sort of a workout for the heart. And a lot of these heart-guided meditations, some people feel like they sort of increase love and compassion, though I'd actually argue that they just release some of the natural love and compassion that we already have the capacity for, and that gets a little stopped up, a little dammed up by the worries and the stresses of the day and our lives and everything else, pandemics. With this practice, we still sort of apply the principles that we just applied in our mindfulness meditation. But instead of focusing on the breath, we use the visualizations. So as the brain gets distracted, as your imagination plays tricks on you, as you see other things, we just very gently notice that we've got entangled up in something else. Push the attention back to the visualization. So we start by imagining you're encircled by people who love you. Imagine yourself in the center of a circle, made up of the most loving beings you've met. There may be some people in your circle who you've never met but have been inspired by, perhaps heroes of yours. Maybe they exist and they're alive right now, or they've existed historically, or perhaps they're even mythical, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, figures from religious and spiritual traditions. So let's just take a moment and picture that circle of love surrounding us, made up of these wonderful beings, our friends, our family, our heroes. Now receive the love of those that love you. Experience yourself as a recipient of the energy, attention, care, in regard of all of these beings in your circle of love. Be right here, right now, breathing with these loving feelings, bathing in them, resting in the warmth in radiance of the heartfelt embracing of you, just as you are. Drink in the experience that you are unequivocally and unconditionally loved and accepted, exactly as you are right here, right now, without having to be different, without having to be worthy of their love, without having to be particularly deserving, without having to change yourself in any way. In fact, you may not feel particularly worthy or deserving. This does not matter. Actually, it is in fact not relevant. The relevant fact is that you are loved. Their love is for you, just as you are, for who you are now, already, and perhaps always have been. Allowing your own heart to bask in these feelings, to be cradled in them, entrained into them, to be rocked moment by moment into the swinging, rhythmic beating of the loving heart of another. And in the cadences of your own breathing, allow your heart to be held and bathed in this way, by the warmth of this radiant pulsing field of loving kindness. Pause for a moment. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Feel like you're being absolutely suffused with this love. Now open yourself up to receiving love. Imagine that your skin is porous and this warm, loving energy is coming into you. Imagine yourself receiving it. There's nothing special you need to do to deserve this kind of acknowledgement or care, simply because you exist. Take a moment to do and practice this visualization. I'll repeat it. Open yourself up to receiving love. Imagine your skin is porous and this warm, loving energy is coming in. Imagine yourself receiving it. Now think of someone in your life who loves you or has loved you unconditionally. Take a moment to even see their face in your mind's eye. Now give yourself over to the feeling of the qualities of the selfless love and kindness they accord you, and the whole aura or field of their love for you. So think of this person who loves you, instead of the whole circle, just as one special person. See them in your mind's eye, accept their love. Take a moment just to breathe that love in. And now we'll start to flow out of meditation.